the ink is drying on a lease that could house Bethel's first cannabis shop. The owner of an Anchorage marijuana store wants to expand his business to Bethel and bring Alaska's booming cannabis industry to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur has more.
The question has been asked for more than a year.
When are you coming to rural Alaska?
Now, Nick Miller, owner of Alaska Buds in Anchorage, has a tentative answer. January 2019.
We're actually pretty excited, so it's going to be nice to tell folks when they come in and ask, when are you coming? Well, we're on our way.
The location will be Central Bethel on 3rd Avenue in the brown building that houses Stan's Barbershop and the Bethel Family Dental Clinic. Miller says customers can expect an experience similar to what they would find at Alaska Bud's Anchorage location.
There'll be a normal sales top glass counters, and there will be prepackaged marijuana in at least one of those counters, and there'll be other things like pipes and vape pens and just different things that go with marijuana.
He sees a high demand in the region. Already, many of his customers come from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, and Miller has gotten to know the area well after working construction around the region for a decade.
And I really like it here. So I thought, well, if you're going to go to rural Alaska, why not someplace you're familiar with?
The lease comes after months of preparation. Miller has talked extensively with Bethel community members, scouted a location that meets the state and municipal requirements, and found a landowner who's comfortable with his business, John Nicholson of the neighboring Nicholson's Auto. Miller has gained a broad perspective on the cannabis industry in Alaska. In addition to his Anchorage shop, he runs a limited marijuana cultivation operation in the Mat-Su Valley, and he serves on the Alaska Marijuana Control Board as the industry representative. The biggest lesson that he's learned is that success in the state's cannabis industry largely depends on how you treat your neighbors and your community. Miller thinks he's helped improve both where he's already opened shop.
Number one, we cleaned up some buildings that maybe not have been in the best shape, but, you know, we have video surveillance and we have good outdoor lights. You know, my wife's now on the community council board, you know, so we participate in any chance we can.
Miller also encourages his employees to take part in community events like cleanups and heart runs. His shop buys the tickets and serves as a sponsor. Miller plans to continue this outreach in Bethel.
Even though we don't live here, you can count that we're going to be involved in the community at every opportunity.
Miller is looking to hire 6 to 8 employees in Bethel. He says a sales background is helpful, but other skills matter more.
We're looking for folks with obviously knowledge of marijuana, and they just have to be very outgoing and very helpful. You would be surprised at the amount of questions people have when they come in.
Reporting in Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.